This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont's full congressional delegation, Representative Peter Welch and Senators Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders, issued a joint statement yesterday objecting to the U.S. Border Patrol's plan to operate checkpoints deep within the state of Vermont, potentially up to 100 miles from the Canadian border. Exactly where these checkpoints would be located is so far unclear, but the statement says that they would, quote, cause needless delays for travelers and hinder commerce between Vermont and Canada, and that, quote, they appear to be another escalation of the Trump administration's aggressive yet wasteful use of immigration enforcement resources. Here to talk about this preemptive response from the delegation and what's known about the plan itself is Mark Davis, staff writer for 7 Days. He's been following this story. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the U.S. Border Patrol hadn't made any announcements, at least not that I was aware of, when that press release from the Vermont delegation hit our inboxes yesterday afternoon. So what have you found out about the Border Patrol plan?
Correct. This has totally come out of left field. And so far, I have not seen the Border Patrol come out with anything. They have not returned my phone calls, certainly. So there is sort of more unknown than known at this point. And the delegation took this is sort of an unusual step that we learn of this, as you said, preemptively from the delegation. You know, historically in the past, these things have popped up. There's been a reaction, and then we sort of get the statements coming forward. This has been a different way of doing things.
And why? Do you have a sense of why the delegation decided to voice this opposition and put it out there?
I do not know for sure. I think it's fair to infer the important part of the statement you just read was the part at the end decrying the Trump administration and the Border Patrol. I think it's fair to infer that certainly what we're seeing with the southern border is really heightening tensions, certainly between a lot of Democrats and the Border Patrol. And I can't help but think that that is in the background of this.
So is it just political, or is there a sense that, I mean, Border Patrol has in the past had checkpoints fairly deep into Vermont territory and has had the ability to stop people. And we've seen in recent months, too, federal officials boarding buses or checking on people on trains in a way that has made some people pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's been several years at least since they've had these checkpoints. And to be clear, what we're talking about when we say a checkpoint is they'll set up shop along an interstate, a major thoroughfare. And if you happen to be passing by, you're getting pulled over and you're going to talk to a Border Patrol agent. So it can be a fairly invasive thing. It has been years since they've done this. It's been years since we've sort of heard anything about this. So it was really surprising to see this sort of pop up seemingly out of the blue yesterday. And I do think it's fair to try to connect some dots with what's going on politically.
What does the delegation want? They'd like to see that 100-mile radius reduced?
Yeah, there's a bill that's been introduced. There have been various efforts at this over the years that haven't gone anywhere to cut down that 100-mile zone. The 100-mile zone basically includes all of Vermont except for a small sliver. There's been proposals to cut it down to, I believe, around 25 miles, which would really confine you to the northern areas, what you would probably think of as the border zone. Like I said, there's been efforts like this in the past that haven't gone anywhere. And obviously, the Democrats are not in control of the Senate, so I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon. But this is a fairly strong statement that was issued, if nothing else.
Well, Mark, you mentioned that U.S. Border Patrol has not operated one of these checkpoints deep into Vermont. I think it was Hartford that they used to have a checkpoint in a number of years. So what have they been doing in recent months? How are they operating in the state?
What they've been in the headlines for is boarding a Greyhound bus and an Amtrak station. One was in Burlington. The other was in White River Junction, and essentially asking passengers about their citizenship and talking to them in that way. And then again, that sort of felt like it came out of left field, too. I mean, in fairness, the Border Patrol, you know, we often don't hear about what they're doing beforehand. They're a fairly sort of secretive agency, I think it's fair to say. And so it's hard to really understand what they're doing. We sort of get these blips every once in a while, and it's tough to sort of get a big picture sense. But that is what we've seen, these sort of sporadic checks on sort of public transportation. We have not seen these checkpoints in a while. I can tell you, I used to live in the area where one of the checkpoints happened. It can be fairly invasive for people who live in the area. It's sort of on a different level than just hopping aboard a Greyhound every once in a while.
Did you experience it yourself?
I did, yeah. I'm just sort of driving through I-91. It was in Hartford, as you said, which is about 97 miles from the border. And you know, in my experiences, they were very friendly and professional. But it took a few minutes. You were detained, and we spoke to a lot of people who live in those areas who, frankly, got pretty annoyed by it after a while.
So, Mark, the ACLU of Vermont, the civil liberties advocacy organization, also, like the delegation, opposes a 100-mile radius for Border Patrol checkpoints. Yeah. But interestingly, ACLU isn't really embracing the press release put out by Vermont's delegation. So what's ACLU's line on this?
They seem to be sort of saying, they didn't quite say it in this way, but they sort of seem to infer that the delegation was all talk on this, and they were looking for more aggressive action against Border Patrol, including looking at cutting their funding. It was a very aggressive statement. The ACLU has always been really vocal about these internal checkpoints over the years. So they're essentially saying the statement is wonderful, but the delegation should go a lot further.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is, basically.
Essentially, yes.
Mark Davis is a staff writer for 7 Days. Thanks for following up on this story with us, Mark.
Thank you.